Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Tzadi Ches, Sanhedrin 97b, pagination is 194, about 8 lines up from the wide lines. We have a discussion in the Gemara regarding those who calculate when they think Mashiach is going to come. And the Gemara uses very harsh words, Tefuch Atzman Shamachashve Kitzin, regarding such people. Shahayu Omrim, because they say, Kevin Shehigia Saikets, Velo Bo, Shoveno Bo. If the time that they predicted for Mashiach's coming comes and Mashiach's not here yet, then they're going to say, I guess he's not coming. It's creating false hopes. Ella, what is the correct perspective regarding Mashiach? Chakelo, wait for him. And that is indeed the wording that we have in the Ani Mamin. Im yis mameya, afal pi she yis mameya, im kol ze achakelo, even though he tarries, even though he's delayed, I await him. Also on this daf, as we approach the wide lines, Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Lo pochas alma mitlosen vishita tzadiki, the world never has less than 36 tzadikim, de mekable ape shechina, that receive, that are able to perceive the shechina, Hashem's presence, b'chaldara, in every generation. And Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ashe ko choche lo, lo begemashi et losen vishita havu. You have a gematri on the word lo, those who await. And lo is gematria 36. So we have this expression, Alamid Vovnik, one of the 36 holy Jews who perceives Hashem on a different level than most people. The Gemara tells us on the third of the widest lines, Kolu kol hakitzin. All the calculations are already done. There's no reason of delay at this point. Ve'ena davar talui ela b'tshuva u'masim tovim. Everything depends simply on tshuva and good deeds. There is, on the beginning of the daf, really the bottom of Amud Aleph, the concept that there were 2,000 years kind of preparation until Avram recognized Hashem and founded the Jewish people. Then there were 2,000 years known as the 2,000 of Torah, during which the Torah was given at Sinai, and the Beis HaMikdash was built, etc. And then following that are the years of Mashiach, where Mashiach could come. And the expression is, Uva'avonosenu sherabo yotzu mi'amasha yotzu, through our sins, whatever of the years have ticked by already without Mashiach coming, that's the way it is. But there's nothing about the calculations that says that Mashiach would not be able to come. The Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yisrael Osim Tshuva Nigolin Vimlav Ein Nigolin. If the Jewish people do tshuva, then they'll be redeemed, and if not, they won't be redeemed. This is a reference to the pasuk towards the end of Chumash Devarim that says, Vishavto Ad Hashem Elokecha. You will yet do tshuva, return to Hashem, and Hashem will redeem you. And the expression here is, and if you don't, you won't. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Im einosim tshuva, ein nigolim. If they don't do tshuva, could be they won't be redeemed. But that's not what's going to happen. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'amid lo ha'melech she'gezeiros of koshos kahaman. Hashem will create, put into power, a king that's as harsh as Haman. V'yisrael osim tshuva machzirun lemutav. And Klal Yisrael will do tshuva, and the result will be that there will be a redemption. So there's going to be a redemption. if they do tshuva on their own, good. If not, Hashem will orchestrate stimuli to cause the tshuva. Now, sometimes these statements sound like, how did they know? Sometimes it's a mesorah, it's a tradition. Sometimes it's Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration and insight. Sometimes it's logic. It could very well be that this statement from Rabbi Yeshua is not just his awareness, but it's from his tremendous power of insight, he's able to arrive at that conclusion because he knew that the redemption from the first big exile, if we don't count Mitzrayim, which also was a galus, but a galus after a churban, if we count that first galus and recognize what did it take to get them out, it took a Haman to make legislation against them and caused Esther to say, Lech kenoses kol ha-Yehudim, go gather all of the Jews back into the shuls and yeshivas. They did tshuva, and the result shortly thereafter was the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. So he's saying that's the pattern. That's what gets us out. Interestingly, once we know that pattern, we could even go back to Galus Mitzrayim, which was before the Beis HaMikdash time. And we also see in Parsha Shemos that the Jewish people cried out to Hashem. It got so bad. They cried out to Hashem, Vayeda Elokim. And then the next pasuk is, Moshe is on standby, ready to redeem them. He just has to be given that revelation and the directive, but Hashem's plan for redemption is put into place. On the facing daf, starting Tzadi Ches Amar Aleph, we find a statement. It's on the fifth of the widest lines. Omer Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein Ben David Ba, the descendant of David, is not going to come, Ela B'dorsha Kula Zakai O Kulo Chayiv, a generation that everybody is pure, innocent, positive, or a generation that everybody is guilty. Either it's going to be Amech Kulam Tzadikim, or it's going to be so bad that Hashem has to intercede. And there are those that observe that you could have a generation that might actually be a fulfillment of both. You could have that some people are in the direction of Kulo Zakai. They're really trying with sincerity to be the best people they can be. And in the very same generation, there are people advocating Kulo Chayiv, totally off base. And that you literally have the fulfillment of both concepts in the same generation. Also, on the same daf, two lines later, there was a question, Ksiv bi'ito, ksiv achishana. On the one hand, the redemption is referred to as happening in its time. On the other hand, it's referred to as Hashem will make it come quickly. And on this, the resolution that's stated over here is Zachu Achishena, if they merit it, I'll make it come quickly, earlier than the appointed time. Lo Zachu, if you don't merit it, Be'ito, at the very least, it's going to happen at its appointed time. There is another tradition, a way of looking at this pasuk. What does it mean? In its time, I will make it come quickly. Literally the same statement. In its time, as you're in the days of Mashiach, the Messianic era, the time preceding the Messianic era, known as Ikvasa de Mashiach, the footsteps of Mashiach can be heard. In that time, Achishenu, I'm going to make it come quickly. And indeed, we don't fully understand what Hashem's plan is, but we definitely see that things are happening very quickly. In our time, the progress the momentum, things changing, what in past times would have taken 10, 20 years, a century or two to happen, is happening very rapidly. When the concept of motion pictures came in its early primitive stages, it is said that the Chafetz Chaim commented, Hashem is making it easier for us to understand what it means that Hashem records everything that happens. And in our time, so much the more so, you could truly picture in virtual reality how everything is recorded, sound, vision, everything is able to be glimpsed at, a little bit of what we had as a tradition that Hashem is able to bring back and show us on Yom HaDin exactly what it was that we did. So that's another insight into Be'ita Achishena. In its time, I make it come quickly. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.